Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Christmas Day 2021. Today he is once again addressing our awakening. Death is unreal because all life is eternal, endless, forever. Humanity is on a roll. Your collective awakening is happening right now as many of you are engaged in celebrating the anniversary of my birth, which apparently occurred over 2,000 years ago, and yet it was but a moment ago. Time is dissolving now into the eternal now as you awaken from an eons-long sleep in which you have experienced dreams and nightmares of separation, pain, and widespread and pervasive suffering. You have all collectively decided that you have had enough, that finally it is time to dismiss and dissolve the game of separation in which you have been engaged, and to come back together again as one. You are one. That has never changed. It could not and cannot change, because there is only one, Mother, Father, God, Source, Love, you, each and every one of you. Here in the non-physical realms, where our eternal existence, just like yours, is in our fully conscious awareness of our aliveness in our oneness, we are rejoicing as the game is brought to its inevitable conclusion. It has served its purpose, demonstrating to you all, the whole human collective, the total insanity of imagining and maintaining a desire or need to be separate. You now know that all you desire is oneness, to be at one and know yourself once more as you truly and eternally are, the infinite energy field in which all reside, fully alive and in a state of extreme joy. How could it be otherwise? God, or any other word or phrase with which you feel comfortable, or feel is at the very least acceptable to you, is infinite love, wisdom and serenity, at unmitigated peace and contentment with itself. You, all of you without any exceptions whatsoever, in endless undisturbed satisfaction and contentment. To be in heaven, to be at home, is to be fully, consciously and eternally aware of your true nature, one with Source. There is no meaningful conscious awareness other than complete and conscious awareness of oneness. That is what you are, and that is living, and it is eternally creating more of itself in totally harmonious and loving cooperation for the infinite delight of all, Source, you. The gift of life is miraculous. There is no greater gift. In fact, there is no other gift, because there is only one gift, which is eternal and endless and everlasting. It is life. It is to be one with one, and yet also endlessly free and capable of experiencing individuality in order to offer to all a new and unique creative experience that the one delights in seeing, created for you in joy. The brilliance of this infinitely expressive creative impulse is established within the One, and may be, and very frequently is, expressed individually, allowing all, as one and as individuals, to be in wonder at the beauty that it presents. Every creative expression is eternally established for all and is available for all to enjoy forever. As humans, you often use the word forever. But truly, while you are experiencing limitation because of your enclosure in forms, that word is meaningless, because everything material eventually decays, returning to its original pre-Big Bang state of non-physical existence, and is no longer available to you, even though its energy is forever. As I and many other wise and loving beings have so often told you, you are, each and every one of you, infinite divine beings at one with one another, although that does not appear to be the case, and with the Source, all that is. Why? Because that is all. Whoever you may believe yourselves to be, as you limit yourselves in forms, is absolutely not who you are. Yes, you have forgotten who you are. That is what unreality, the dream or nightmare, was all about. And now is the moment of release from that unreal and often completely terrifying experience. You chose the unreal in order to more fully and utterly appreciate and delight in reality, oneness, inseparability from all, and only by believing in the experience of separation could you really know what separation, were it even remotely possible, which it is not, would do to you. It would terminate you finally without a trace after your physical form could no longer support the eternal energy of Source that enlivened it. And to experience that as a belief is terrifying, because however intensely you may deny it, you most definitely do not want to die. And yet death is all around you while you remain in form, constantly reminding you of its inevitability. I am therefore very happy to remind you once again that there is no death. Death is unreal because all life is eternal, endless, forever. There is only one, but to fully experience itself it needs a contrast, and infinite contrasts are available within the infinite creative abilities with which it has endowed itself. All the form in which it is experienced can and does change as creative choices are made for the wonder and joy that they can offer the myriad individuals delighting in that sense of individuality. Your awakening is to return to that state of knowing in which, as the One, you can also enjoy the sense of creative individuality that offers limitless opportunities for harmonious cooperation with oneself as you create ever-increasing and endless joy. Life is joy, so go within daily to your holy inner sanctuaries and remind yourselves of the truth of this as love floods your open hearts, flows through them and out beyond them into the ever-expanding field of the infinite that is one, that is you, that is love, and that is awakening. Your loving brother, Jesus.